It's time for a look at sports. I'm Jared Pennis on the local site. High school baseball Class 3 semifinal on AM 1240 KFMO on Wednesday. Mid-Buchanan, the Dragons played the West County Bulldogs. And in the second semifinal, not a broadcast game, Licking, the Wildcats got the Duchesne Pioneers. We'll tell you how both of those went, and we'll start it with our broadcast game. Mid-Buchanan, the Dragons beat the West County Bulldogs 7-3 on Wednesday. Will Archer gets the win, going five innings. He allowed two earned runs on five hits, fanned three West County hitters, and had run support early as the Dragons scored in both the first and second innings. They would add an important third run in the top of the fifth when Colton Angst lifted a sacrifice fly to right field that scored Nolan McGarry for his second RBI of the game. The Bulldogs got two of those runs back in the bottom of the inning. Jackson Campbell laced one up the middle, scoring Lance Monroe and Nolan Rawson. Campbell was 2-for-4 with those two RBIs. Mid-Buchanan plated two each in the sixth and seventh to seal the deal. Quentin Barton and Will Archer each had two run singles. West County added a run in the bottom of the seventh and tried to cut the deficit to three runs, but Brody Simile was thrown out at home, trying to score from second on Campbell's second hit of the game. Rawson also had two hits for West County. He was tagged with the loss on the mound after allowing three runs on three hits through five innings. Noah Sansasi allowed four runs in the final two innings pitched for the Bulldogs. Both West County pitchers combined for seven walks and two hit batters. And Bulldogs head coach Bobby Simile spoke after a game in which his team allowed 11 hitters to reach base without a hit.
We just didn't do enough things right to win the baseball game. Like you said, you give a team that many chances, and eventually it's gonna bite you. And we just couldn't ever really get where we needed to be there, defensively. And just the way it goes, you can't give up that many base runners, and we did. Was not our best played baseball game, but as I just told our guys leaving the huddle, a lot of folks would trade us places and had this opportunity today, and trade us places and have the chance tomorrow. Be excited to come back and play tomorrow. You get another one tomorrow, and get to play a neat environment, neat ballpark, in the biggest stage you can play on all year. So I'm still proud of our guys for where we're at, man. I'm proud to get where we're at, and we just didn't have our best performance today, and that happens sometimes.
Dragons' Harrison Archer had an RBI hit, and Ethan Blevin singled in the win. West County's Brady Burmester singled twice in the loss. Final line score in the first semifinal in Class 3, Mid-Buchanan, 7 runs on 5 hits, 2 errors, and 6 runners left on base. West County, 3 runs, 8 hits, 1 error, 9 runners left stranded. The Dragons to the championship tonight at 7, the Bulldogs to the third place game at 4. Their opponents, Connor Harbit, has this report from the second semifinal.
The Duchesne Pioneers used two big innings to lift themselves over the Licking Wildcats and into the Class 3 State Baseball Championship. They win this one in Ozark 10-3. Duchesne scored early and often off of Licking starter Keaton Cook, picking up four runs in the first and four more in the second, forced the Wildcats to make a very quick pitching change. They really wouldn't need all of those runs, but it certainly helped. They'd also hold Licking scoreless until the fifth inning, the Wildcats pushing one across and then two more in the top of the seventh. Ultimately, the big stat in this one was runners left on base. Licking would get batters on, but they wouldn't be able to bring them around. Left 14 total here in this game. Earning the win for the Pioneers, that would be Jackson Nicodem. Didn't start this one. He comes in for starter Timothy Greasy after just one inning, but goes an inning and a third, gives up three hits and no runs. Earning the loss, of course, was Keaton Cook for Licking. Goes one inning, gives up four hits, eight runs, six of them earned. I'm Connor Harbit. Reporting.
Connor, thanks. That sets the field tonight. Mid-Buchanan gets Duchesne in a battle of two teams who were 500 last year. That one for all the marbles. West County will face last year's champion Licking for third. We'll have coverage on KFMO this afternoon. Coach Simile again. Will it be tough to get up for a third place game?
I would hope not. We're getting to play a baseball game that, like I said, a lot of people would love to be having the opportunity to play in tomorrow. That's what I just told our guys. A lot of times the team that wins the third place game is the team that's most excited to be here to play in it. And hopefully our guys will be. It's just a focus thing and getting yourself ready to play. And I hope that'll be our focus definitely tomorrow and our talk. So obviously you're at the Final Four. You're going to play another good team regardless of what happens in this one here. So I think our guys will be ready.
And they do get a good team in the Wildcats, who just had their 13-game win streak snapped. Simile is familiar with his opponent.
We played Licking in the fall, a really good baseball game. They beat us in a one-run game at our place this fall that we were winning for six innings, I think. I think they took the lead finally in the top of the seventh with two outs. They got a hit and drove in two runs and got us by one. A really good baseball team coming off a state championship last year. So, you know, you're going to play a good team. That's what we know.
Coverage of the third-place game on KFMO starts at 3:30 with first pitch at 4 o'clock. It is broadcast game 292 of the season, and it's our broadcast season finale. Major League Baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals and Cincinnati Reds had the series finale on Wednesday. Here's the Cardinals Radio Network.
With Ricky Orton, I'm John Rooney, and yesterday at Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati, the Cardinals outlasted the Reds 5-3 to win 2 out of 3 and get back to .500 overall.
It was a nail-biter in the ninth inning, but Ryan Helsley did pick up the save, and it was a very good start for Andre Pallante. He was solid in six innings of work, and the Cardinals may have found their fifth starter.
The Cardinals worried about it going into the ball game with Pallante coming back from the minor leagues. They sent him down to be stretched out, and after he walked two, he got a double play in the first inning and seemed to right his game.
A shaky first, but he settled in, made a lot of good pitches, worked well with Ivan Herrera. Another important couple of outs for John King out of the Cardinals' pen.
Now the Cardinals will have a day off in Philadelphia today. It'll be Miles Michaelis against Aaron Nola tomorrow night at Citizens Bank Park. On the air at 4:45. At 5:30, Matt Pauley will have the lineups and the pitching matchup. I'll bring you the first pitch around 5:40, and Ricky will be back with us over the weekend. The Cardinals beat the Reds 5-3 yesterday.
Card starter Andre Pallante made an extended trip to AAA and returned Wednesday. He saw the results from his work with Memphis pay off.
I've always felt myself as a starter, and the more pitches I throw, the better I get. And I felt like while I was down there, I was able to really improve that second fastball that I was throwing. I felt like I got a lot of good results on it today, going up and into righties. And, I just feel like today was a pretty good day. I felt like I was me on the mound.
Card shortstop Mason Wynn extended his hit streak to 18 games. Cards manager Oliver Marmol on Wynn.
He just continues to take professional at-bats. He's not trying to do too much, and whatever the game presents, he's willing to give it a good shot. And today was another example of that. Was really good day at the plate.
The Cardinals have won 12 of the last 15 and are back to .500. How different is the vibe in the clubhouse? Here's the skipper.
The feel is good, man. It really is. The guys are getting after it. They're convicted about every game and committed to what we set out to do. At a spring training, these guys are playing hard. The attention to detail's there. They're taking really tough at-bats. Our starters are doing a really nice job. The bullpen's been really good about taking the ball whenever needed. So, it feels really good in that clubhouse right now.
The Redbirds are off today, and they'll play Friday, starting a three-game series in Philadelphia against the Phillies. 4:45 pregame, 5:40 first pitch on B104.3. Major League Soccer, St. Louis City SC is at Inter Miami on Saturday for a 6:30 kickoff. And UFL, the St. Louis Battlehawks host San Antonio in the season finale on Saturday. Battlehawks head coach Anthony Beck provides an update on quarterback A.J. McCarron, who has missed the last 2 weeks.
It's a significant ankle injury that we're trying to get better. And, you know, it is getting better every day. But, you know, there's things quarterbacks, players have to do, you know, to be able to function properly. And, you know, he's a warrior. He's a competitor. He's a quick healer. He wants to be out there. You know, we just got to. You know, I got to make the right decisions on how to go about it.
The NASCAR Cup Series races at Worldwide Technology Raceway Sunday. The Enjoy Illinois 300 will have coverage on KFMO with the Motor Racing Network at 1:30. And Stanley Cup Playoffs, the Edmonton Oilers top the Dallas Stars 5-2 with 5 unanswered goals in Game 4 of the 7-game Western Conference Final. Leon Draisaitl made it a 2-goal game in the second period and said the team took a while to get going.
Found our legs, got going a little bit, started to play our game, and stayed fresh, rolled lines, and obviously we're a tough team to handle when we play that way.
With the series tied at 2 games apiece, they shift to Dallas for Game 5 on Saturday. The New York Rangers host the Florida Panthers in the Eastern Conference Final for Game 5 tonight. That series also tied at 2 games apiece. And NBA playoffs, Luka Doncic and the Dallas Mavericks look to advance to the NBA Finals. They lead the Western Conference Final 3-1 with Game 5 tonight at Minnesota against the Timberwolves. That's sports. I'm Jared Pettis.